emissions from vehicle scrappage, though small, and no credit for mineral or metal recycling. Viewburger finally showed the lowest values for battery electric and internal combustion engines. This was likely attributed to its relatively high assumptions on recycled material credits, which was more than 30 grams of CO2 equivalent per vehicle kilometer for battery electric vehicles and 22 for ICEs, while Ricardo assumed less than 10 for ICEs and about 10 for battery electric vehicles. So this shows kind of the importance of assumptions around battery recycling and post-life recovery as well. So in conclusion, as you can see, there are very different assumptions and methodologies in terms of some of the assumptions made on grid intensities that can have a big impact on battery electric vehicle emissions. And the biggest impact, as I mentioned, was on vehicle kilometers in terms of total mileage, the number of years of the vehicle lifetime and its decay function in terms of how the mileage decreases over time for the vehicle, but also grid emissions intensity and grid emissions intensity reductions over the vehicle lifetime. So our next steps in terms of the IEA is to develop a well-to-wheel tool for electric light-duty vehicles, particularly for low and middle-income countries. And I apologize, that should also say life cycle analysis as well. And finally, I think next steps is to just talk about harmonization as a potential goal, having more transparency in data searches so it's easier to compare values across studies and look at methods and assumptions accordingly as well. So I've now been over time, but that's it.